This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We also had the Australian Medical Association put out a position statement on marriage equality. And we do have on the phone Dr. Brad Frankham, who's the New South Wales president of the Australian Medical Association. He has actually just stepped out of their national conference, which is taking place as we speak this very moment. And I understand that the Prime Minister is out there addressing the conference. So, good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for taking the time out and for missing out on the Prime Minister's speech to come and speak with us.
It's quite all right.
Brad, I understand that you also chaired the working group that actually reviewed the evidence around marriage equality. What's of interest to us is that you have now labelled this as being a health issue. How have you arrived at that conclusion? How can you say that marriage equality is a health issue?
So we looked at the published literature and the evidence around the adverse effects of discrimination against people who currently are not allowed to get married under Australian law. And we thought there was a compelling amount of evidence that that discrimination was having adverse health effects, predominantly in terms of mental health, but also with substance abuse and suicidality. And so the evidence tells us that discrimination is a health issue, and that discrimination against people who are ineligible to get married under our current system is similarly a health issue. But we also felt strongly that it's a human rights issue, and doctors, we are there to look after the health of people, but we're also here to look after to support human rights.
There's a third spin on it, I think, too, Brad. Terry Laidler here. And that is that there's also good positive evidence that quality relationships improve people's health status. Now, I'm not stupid enough to think that everyone who gets married has a quality relationship. I think there'd be lots of people in the community who would want to join that discussion. But certainly not being able to have a relationship that's publicly recognised by your family and friends and by the community as a whole does make it more difficult, I think, in some ways to have the sort of relationship that we know leads to good health, not just to prevent bad health.
That's absolutely right. To the best of my knowledge, men in particular who are in heterosexual marriage are generally healthier than those who are not married, and there's no reason to think that would be any difference in same-sex marriage. I also should acknowledge that in the medical profession and all of the health professions, there are a significant number of gay people and we also want to support our colleagues.
Well, that's absolutely right, Brad. We are absolutely everywhere in all facets of society. I see us in politics, in government, in industry, in business and so forth. And a number of our business and community leaders have taken a very public stance on marriage equality of late.
It's going to be so good when it's just a non-issue, when
totally.
You don't even have to talk about it. I mean, you say that, Brad, and I know you know, there's good intent between saying behind saying I've got colleagues who are LGBTI and every other shade of the rainbow. But, I mean, I've worked in workplaces, honestly, where it just doesn't matter. So in our workplaces, I know we can do it. I've worked in or lived in communities and families where it just doesn't matter. It's just there's some residual parts of the community that seems to think this somehow or another is a cutting-edge issue.
Look, in medicine, of all professions, it is so important that it just doesn't matter because we want people to have every confidence when they go to see their doctor that their doctor won't discriminate against them or treat them any differently if they are gay or lesbian. And so for us, we think it's incredibly important. The Leader of the Opposition and the Leader of the Greens both very publicly congratulated us for our stance when they addressed the AMA National Conference yesterday, and I'm hoping Malcolm Turnbull might do the same, although we're probably missing him at the moment.
Well, I'm sure you'll get reports on that.
I think so.
Brad, from our point of view, and I can't speak on behalf of the station, but I can certainly speak on behalf of this show, and I know many of our listeners, we would absolutely welcome and support the position that you've taken. What has been the general reaction? You've talked about the opposition and the Greens, but have there been other sectors of our communities who might have reacted differently?
The overwhelming reaction has been positive, particularly social media. Just really went off in terms of people congratulating us and saying it's about time. I have to be honest, there have been some members of the AMA who have been unhappy. They're small numbers. They've made their feelings fairly clear to us, but they're the minority, and I guess that's to be expected in any debate about the issue.
And so this is now a formal position of the AMA. What does that mean? What does that status afford this position?
So it's a formal policy of AMA. That is therefore the policy we take and are negotiating with government about any related issues. It's also our official position for media, which is, I guess, why we're talking today. So it's very important in that regard. It's also, I think, important for our members when we formulate policies that are evidence-based and we publish them so that our members know that we are working hard and addressing the important issues of the day. What happens after this? Well, we think that the policy also supports the notion that a plebiscite is not the appropriate next step. We think the government, the parliament, in fact, should just go ahead and legislate.
Oh, I think we've lost Brad.
Just had that really important...
That was such an important statement, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The AMA do not support the plebiscite.
Because they can see what sort of damage even a very short debate can cause. And I think, I'm not being rude, I think that's part of what we're seeing with the Margaret Court phenomenon. That, once you do open that sort of...
Yes.
Debate, then people do say and do some quite nasty things.
Yes, yes.
So no plebiscite, good on you, AMA.
Yeah, good on you, AMA. And I think we need to congratulate the AMA. And for any of our listeners out there who might have a spare moment, just send them a note of support. I think it's...
Or tell your doctor.
Or tell you, exactly. And Terry, this does remind me, last week we interviewed a councillor from the Surf Coast Shire who managed to put forward a recommendation to her council to raise the LGBT, the rainbow flag, on Idaho Bit Day and leave it there till marriage equality had become law in this country. Now, I think she might have been acting mayor at the time, and now the mayor's come back and he doesn't like it. So he's ordered the flag down.
I heard about this dispute.
So she has managed to put up another motion, which means he cannot remove it for 30 days.
Right.
So there's some sort of technicality in the Local Government Act. Maybe somebody might know about that and can shed some light. But look, you know, this is another example of where other elements of our community are still engaged in this debate and just want to see this happen and want to see our federal government pull their finger out and just get on with it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.